Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Hi there. Welcome. It is January 30th, 2013. This is Conscious Cool Chic Radio, and I'm Molly McCord. Thank you so much for being here. I know you have a lot of choices about how to spend your time, and I appreciate that you chose to listen to this show at this time. It doesn't matter if you're listening live or if you're listening to this in the archives or on iTunes. I just appreciate your energetic presence. Today's show is very packed. I have a lot to share with you, and I also have a confession. I'm losing my voice. So I might need to take a few sips of tea here and there, a few sips of throat coat to take care of myself, in which case I will put myself on mute so you don't have to listen to that. But just a quick disclaimer that I've been talking a lot. Last week was the January Conscious Wisdom Festival that was incredible. It's a global online conference connecting people from all different spiritual backgrounds to learn and expand and grow. And it was our third event. It was phenomenal. I'm hearing lots of great feedback, and it required a lot of talking on my part. So I am still recovering from that. If you want to check out this event, it's called Conscious Wisdom Festival, and you can find it at consciouswisdomfestival.com. You can see some of the topics we covered, some of our presenters, experts, healers, all kinds of good stuff. If I had more time in this show, I would go into it more, but I must move forward with today's agenda. So this is what we have for today. We're looking at opening up heart energy. Now, this is something that's very hot right now. This is a big topic, and if you're following other spiritual teachers and experts, you're probably hearing a lot of these similar messages. I'm going to give you a really easy way to work with this energy. We're going to do a little visual energetic meditation, and I want to make this something that's tangible for you that you can do in a minute or in that space when you just want to expand more, when someone is triggering you, when you're at peace and you want to expand that feeling. We're going to do that together. Again, it doesn't matter if you're listening to this live or if you're listening to it in the recording, because the energy is imprinted in this information. So it's going to be something that you connect to within yourself and with others who are doing it at the same time, whether they are listening right now as well or not. So we're going to do that. The other thing that we're going to look at today is astrologically, Jupiter stations direct in Gemini. And maybe you're thinking, okay, great, I have no idea what that means. No problem, I'm going to explain that to you. I'd also like it if you would grab your astrology chart, if you have it handy, because I'm going to go through each of the astrological houses and talk about what that means for you. See, this is a big shift. Whatever's been happening since October is going to get some energy, some juice, some forward motion happening here. We're going to expand some things, and this is how you're going to reap rewards in your life. So grab your astrology chart. If you don't have it now, you can come back and listen to this show again in the archives or on iTunes. So you can listen now, get some ideas about what the energy is, and then come back with your astrology chart and tune in to what exactly that is in your life. Also, I want to share with you the energies of January and February. We're going to look at what has been happening. But before we get any further, I have to share with you some exciting news of my own that I know is going to be beneficial to many, many people. And it beautifully coincides with Jupiter in Gemini right now turning direct, where an idea has come into form and it's now going out into the world to be shared, to be expanded, to be talked about. And what I have to share with you is a book that has been in the works for over 2 years now, and it's officially released today. The book is called The Thought That Changed My Life Forever. It is a compilation of 52 chapters from 52 different experts, practitioners, healers, authors, sharing the thought that changed their life forever. That's pretty astounding. This book is really special, and I was honored to be a part of it because it's one of these collections that you want to reference again and again. I have it on my nightstand because it's one of those books I just want to keep picking up. If I have a little time or if I have a lot of time, you want to understand yourself better by understanding others and their process and what they've learned and what they've experienced in their lives. And this book is very digestible. It's easy information to understand, and it's so wise. I have found a lot of inspiration in this one book. Like I said, I've been honored to be a part of it. And it's a good one to share with people because it's the kind of book that appeals to many different people in different ways. And it kind of reminds me of Chicken Soup for the Soul in the sense that you have all these different experts sharing all these different pieces of information that opens doorways, starts conversations. It's information you want to share, you want to talk about, you want to say, I read this chapter and I got this from it. What do you think? So it has this connector feel to it. And that's one of the reasons why I'm just so excited about this project and I'm so excited to share it with you because I think that it's something that can connect to us no matter where we are in life. So if you have any curiosity about this book, if you want to check it out, it is officially released today on Amazon, amazon.com and amazon.ca. And if you purchase it now, you will get a ton of free goodies with it. Stuff that's worth over $500, I believe, and that value could be going up. So the idea is you purchase the book on Amazon, okay? Save your order number, and then you go to thethoughtpublications.com, and if you're listening to this on Blog Talk Radio, you can see I put the link right there in the show description. You go to thethoughtpublications.com, type in your name, your email address, and your order number, which is proof that you bought the book, and you will get all of these free things. So you spend $20 and you get $500 worth of free awesomeness. So check that out if you're drawn to it. I think that this book is one that you will enjoy reading for a while. And I just have to say a few more things, which is that Michael Bernard Beckwith endorsed it, if that means anything to you, and so did James Twyman. We also have chapters in the book from Dr. Joe Dispenza and Dr. Bernie Segal. So if you are familiar with either of those professionals or any of those people, you'll know that there's some quality information here. So just wanted to share that with you because I really believe in it, and I hope that it resonates with you and it gives you some good information that you could use right now. That's always important. We need stuff that's relevant for us, and this is definitely one of those collections. I'm going to take a quick sip of tea, just a moment. Thank you. And now I want to look at the energies of January and moving into February. Let's think back on January. January had a lot to bring us, offer us. And we had to be on our toes, in a sense, for January. So look back on January. What were the themes for you? What came up for you with relationships, with career, with your life, with your ideas. What were the themes that came up for you? And the reason why I want to look at January is because it is a key month. It was a key month for our shifting, assimilating, for understanding the new energies and the new paradigms that are available for us. January was a sort of testing ground for how we were going to stand going forward. Now, a few weeks ago, I did a radio show with Shannon Lackman, and it was about the 2013 spiritual themes, which were the themes that came through my spiritual guidance to share with you for this year and going forward. A few of those themes were discernment, allegiance, energetic exfoliation, upliftment, and we talked about standing in the strength of who you are, meaning honoring how far you have grown and evolved and developed on your journey. January was the first month for us to practice that, and chances are you received opportunities. That's what they were opportunities to work with those energies and to see where you are in this new version of yourself. So think back on January. What happened, what didn't happen, what conversations occurred, what was new for you, what shifted for you. January was big energetically. We were coming off of 2012 and everything that we were going through within that 12-month cycle. And now as we move forward into February, the energy is going to shift and change as it always does and be a little different. February is going to be a continuation of some of January's opportunities and themes, but it's going to be a chance to review as well. So in some parts of our life, we're going to feel a lot of forward motion. We're going to feel, okay, I get this now. You know, the gears are really getting into motion and things are clicking together and linking up and things take off. In other areas, you might need to pause. And before you make a decision, speak a sentence, click on an email, or do anything, you might feel the need to just pause and be very intentional around your energy. February is going to be a key month for us in continuing to ground in the strength of who we are now and in developing and honoring this version of ourselves. Because as we know, my friends, there's no going back. And do you want to? Or do you feel excitement and upliftment and empowerment about who you are now and what you can create from this space going forward? So those are some things to think about. February feels, how do I describe this? It feels sparkly to me. It feels open. It feels nurturing. And it also feels purposeful. So keep in mind how you're using your energy. That will always be the case, and it always has been the case. But just be more purposeful around your energy, around your responses, around where you direct your actions, around how you spend your day. And know that as we move through this year, we are going to have the ups and downs, the energy waves, the ebbs and flows. Of course, that's a given. But they're going to become smoother, faster, easier, all those beautiful things. So I want to call it out to you now that February is going to bring us many gifts as long as we're intentionally using our energy. And that is my segue into opening up more of our heart energy. As we know, in February, there's Valentine's Day. And there is the marketed kind of plastic version of Valentine's Day, if you will. But there's also this focus on heart energy. And I personally love going into a store and seeing hearts decorated everywhere or just seeing all of the reds and pinks and purples. That, for me, is a very warm, open, heart-based energy in its sincerest form. So February gives us the opportunity, as it does every year, to come from that sincere place. Do you know what I mean? that sincere place, not that forced place, not that obligation or expectation or attachment place, but that sincere place. So what I want to offer you is a way to open up to that sincere place within you and to be in that space regardless of external situations, regardless of who might be triggering you or what is happening in your career or what fears you have, just knowing that you can always connect to that heart space and have it be very sincere. Okay, so this is what I'd like you to do. We're going to do a visual energetic meditation. So just ground yourself, feet on the floor, back straight, whether you're sitting or standing or laying down. Make sure your breathing is strong. Relax shoulders, relax neck, relax jaw. And just feel yourself sinking into your breathing. And as you do that, I want you to picture a rose, just a single rose, any color you like, red, pink, orange, yellow, white, whatever comes to you first. Picture that rose. And I want you to see the rose just below eye level so you can see the top of it. And with that rose, on the outside, you notice it has some darker, stiffer petals, okay? Maybe at the base, they look a little hardened. Those petals look a little darker than the rest of the rose. And those petals are keeping the rose together, okay? So they're serving a function. They're keeping the rose enclosed and protected. As you visualize this rose, I want you to look at how important those outside petals are. They are guarding the space within. They are protecting it. They have volunteered, those petals have volunteered to be a little tougher, a little more stable, and a little more secure so that the petals inside can be soft, can be bright, can be increasing in their own strength, okay? And as you are looking at this petal, let's give a silent thank you to each of these petals on the external perimeter of the rose for what they are doing. They are honoring what's inside the rose. They are providing a necessary function against the outside world, right? They are protecting those rose petals. However, what we're also noticing is that those rose petals that are on the outside are getting a little tired, are starting to wilt, are not being nourished. They aren't in that same place of strength. That's because they've been guarding this rose. They've been guarding it, keeping it safe, keeping it protected. And yet, the consciousness of the rose knows that it's no longer necessary to be protected, to be guarded, that it's safe. It's safe to bloom more. So what we're going to do with this rose and this beautiful bright color that is just right for you, we're going to remove these outer petals, these guard petals. And as we do that, as you start plucking them off one by one, you're going to feel the rose's energy shift. And just think about that for a moment. As you're taking off these external petals, what energy is coming forth for you? Maybe that rose feels softer, fuller, Maybe it's relaxing more. How is that rose changing? Because what we're doing is we're removing the need to protect it. We are calling in higher levels of trust that this rose can take care of itself without a protective layer, that protective layer served a very important function up to this point. It was valued, honored, respected, beautiful. It was a beautiful part of this beautiful rose. And now we are consciously shifting the energy of the rose. And as you have removed or are removing these guard leaves, these protective petals, what occurs is the rose starts to bloom even more. It relaxes into itself. It opens up. It spreads its petals more. So just imagine the center of that rose expanding because it understands it no longer has to contract to be safe. And how does that feel for you? What comes to mind? What feelings are coming up as you relax into this experience? What are you feeling? Notice if your breathing changes. Notice if your posture changes. Notice what your body is doing with this sensation. And as this rose continues to relax and bloom, how do you see it blooming? Do you see it tentatively expanding? Do you see it bursting open? What are you seeing in your mind's eye with this rose? Because what we've done by removing these layers that were protecting it is we are understanding that there's now more space, support, and energy for this rose to be its true self, for the expansion to occur as it needs to, in its own way, in its own time. And the fact that it had protection and that it was guarded was because it's so precious. Because there was a belief around it that that was how the rose needed to survive and that it needed something strong on the outside in order to protect the vulnerable parts inside. But we're changing all that. And maybe you've already felt the change just by picking off those guarded leaves. Now the rose can receive more nourishment and more water. And it can continue to relax and expand. The inner bud can flourish. Do you feel that? It keeps, I'm feeling it very strongly, and I'm feeling it for some of you, that this is really, it's relaxing your shoulders even. You didn't even know your shoulders were up so high. It's relaxing your shoulders. So as this rose settles into its new state, its new reality, it's opening up and it's offering more of its beauty effortlessly, easily. And it's doing so in a very natural way, trusting, has faith. It understands that it's here to blossom at this time. So as this rose is in front of you, maybe you've been holding it, maybe it's been floating in front of you, maybe it's been doing its own thing. I'm sure many of you have made the connection that what we're really focusing on here is the heart energy within that rose. The heart energy is about existing fully, naturally, brightly, effortlessly. The heart energy is about being open without needing to be protected, letting love protect you, letting trust surround you, letting everything you need naturally exist without the need to guard or protect, without the fear. And as a result, the heart blooms even more, okay? It continues to expand and bloom even more. So what I'd like you to do is, as you're visualizing this rose, I'd like you to visualize it moving into your heart space, whatever that means for you. Maybe that's your heart chakra. Maybe it's a visual of a heart. However that works for you, this is your own. This is your own process here. You're taking this energy of a full, blossomed, beautiful rose and combining it with your heart's natural essence, your heart's natural ability to trust. Okay, and what we're going to do is just allow those two to commingle, the energy of the rose, the energy of your heart, see them moving together. They are connected as one. Maybe you feel them as one. Maybe you see them as one. However that appears for you, trust whatever comes forward. Trust it as your visualization, as what is meaningful for you right now. Whatever you need to receive right now is exactly how this is transpiring. Now, when you see this heart energy, whether it is within your chest, your heart chakra, or it's outside of you, I want you to see it continuing to expand, okay? It's going to move out. If you're seeing it in your chest, it's moving out beyond your shoulders, beyond the length of your arms. It's extending. It's extending beyond your home, your neighborhood, your town, and your zip code. It's moving out beyond this energy, okay? It's moving out and beyond you. And you can see it going as far as you need it to go. And I want you to see that same color that you saw as the rose color and just see it expanding. And maybe you feel other sensations with it. Maybe you see other types of patterns, or you hear music, or you smell the rose, whatever it is for you. But just imagine that energy as it grows and grows and grows. And as it keeps growing, you also feel yourself relaxing and trusting even more. Now I want to stay in this state with you. Just allow the energy to exist around you. And now we're going to call forth someone who has triggered you lately, okay? And this could be a person. It could be a family member. It could be a friend. It could be that person who said something that just kind of irked you. It could be a person at work, a coworker, a boss, an authority figure. Trust whoever shows up in front of you right now. That is the person right now who shows up that you are meant to work with. And so see them as existing and standing right in front of you, okay? And see how they are appearing, their stature, whatever you see as their identifying features. They are right there in front of you. Now, as you're looking at this person eye to eye, in this heart space, in this expanded understanding of trust and heart energy, I want you to watch as this person slowly dissolves and transforms into one of your spirit guides. And again, trust what you see. Trust how this person transforms into, maybe it is an ascended master, a spirit guide, a being of light, an archangel, whatever is right for you. How does this person transform into one of your spirit guides? And trust how this happens. And with your spirit guide standing in front of you, how do you feel? How do you feel when you understand that perhaps the person who's triggering you is a gift from your own spiritual team, that this person was sent into your life to help you expand your heart energy? How does that change this whole situation for you? If they said a remark that really upset you, but you knew it was a gift from your spirit guide, as a way to expand your heart energy, how does that change it for you? How does that feel? I feel a lot of people smiling right now and laughing, and that there's more lightness in the air, more aha moments. Like, oh, if I could look at it from this perspective, it would diminish anything else that rises up, any reactions, anything I want to say back, any kind of feeling I'm having towards this person changes effortlessly and immediately when we connect it as a gift from our spiritual team. So as you are seeing this guide in front of you and you are standing in this heart energy, you can remove any defenses, any anger, any hurt. You can remove any of those lower emotions that prevented you from experiencing your own heart energy. You can remove any unconscious guarded petals that existed, because there's no need for them anymore when we understand that every person is here to help us grow and expand our heart energy. So let's take a few deep breaths. As you're in this state, your spirit team in front of you, sitting in this yummy, awesome, uplifting energy, just feel your diaphragm go in and out. Again, breathing deeply. Okay. Now, what we're going to do is I'd like you to imagine all of this energy that you just extended out. I want you to leave it there, okay? And what we're going to do is you're going to take the energy of your spirit guide, and I want you to visualize this energy, this being, or this team, whatever appeared for you, transforming into a rose, okay? And you're watching them beautifully transform. Maybe it's like a spiral energy or swoosh. All of a sudden, it's in a petal, in a bud, beautiful rose right in front of you, okay? Trust how this happens for you. Trust what comes up. Trust what you see. And now I want you to feel that rose beautifully dissolving into the same space you've created that you're sitting in right now, this heart energy that is you, this essence of your natural being, your natural energetic state of love, acceptance, trust, all of these things that are naturally you. This rose has now dissolved to be a part of that experience, a part of that feeling. Okay, let's take a deep breath. And now I want you to start to move your body, start to waken up. Start to move your feet or your hands, your shoulders, your neck, whatever needs to move right now. And what we're going to do is as you come back to your awareness, your conscious awareness, is you're going to have shifted the energy of that relationship into a different place. Okay? That's what we just did. We expanded the understanding of whatever triggered you, of whatever you were guarding against. We transformed it into heart energy just by doing that simple guided visualization. Now, some of you will see a change in the relationship quickly, maybe within 24 hours. Because what we also did is whoever appeared in front of you was ready to work with you on this level. So if it was a family member, a friend, an employee, whomever appeared in front of you was ready to transform the relationship with this heart energy. And that means that they have energetically experienced this with you and they have shifted something too. Now, that might not be in their conscious awareness, and that's okay. That's beautiful. It doesn't need to be. But you could notice a change in how they speak to you and what they do next and how they respond to you. It could happen immediately. It could be in a few days. But just allow that to be a part of this new experience of this relationship. And the reason why I was guided to offer you this and to go through this is because this is how we can work with relationships right now, energetically. You know how there's some relationships that you feel, I don't know if I can really have a conversation with them about this. I don't know if they would get it, or I don't know that it would be satisfying or that it would help the relationship. You know, we all have those people in our life where you care about the relationship or you understand it's a key relationship and you don't want it to keep circling in the same energetic patterns. You want to move it forward. This is a way to do that. Your own initiation, your own conscious focus will do that. And you don't have to engage in a conversation or go into those ego mind interactions. So we just did this with one relationship. If you enjoyed this process and you want to do it again, you can listen to this show again and go through the whole process one more time or however many times you need to. Or you can do it on your own and modify it as you need to. But the key part here is that you're removing any of those external confinements that have protected you, that you thought would be protective. And you've expanded beyond the need for protection because you know that your heart strength, your heart's energy will do everything you need it to do. So let's take a few deep breaths. I'm going to grab a sip of my tea. So just please relax into this heart energy. You know, we did not close it. It's still open. And that was intentional. I was guided to leave it open, to not shut it down, because this is part of our energetic space. We want this to be a part of our daily experiences, right? To live in a place where we are trusting and open, and we know that no matter what comes our way, we can handle it. So we're still in this space. I'm going to grab a quick sip of tea as we breathe in this energy. Okay, thank you for that break. I could feel a lot of heart chakras opening, and I can feel some people's shoulders cracking. So if you felt your shoulder or your upper back moving around, your upper back is connected to your higher heart chakra, and it's the higher heart energy. So if you needed to move your shoulders, your back, or your neck, that's what was happening, is that we were breaking through any of those energetic stuck places to move it out. Pretty cool, huh, that we can do this with energy and that we can feel it, physically feel it, and that it's something that's very real for us. So I hope you enjoyed that. Let me know if that worked for you. You can reach out to me at ConsciousCoolChic.com. There's a contact me page there. And also you can sign up for my email list because I send out emails weekly-ish, what I say, usually 7 to 10 days. And I do some exclusive offers for my email list. So if you're interested, that might be a fun thing to see in your inbox. And now I want to shift over to the astrology part of our show. I do this almost every week. We go through a different type of astrological transit or theme. I am an intuitive astrologer. I love working with people's charts. I get so much information that I pass on to you, and we dig into it, and we get some things figured out. We understand more about your gifts, what you're here to do, what you like to do, and we just move some things. So I really enjoy the astrology because it's one more way for us to access information and to have a bigger understanding of what's going on at this time. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, today is a significant day for Jupiter stationing direct in Gemini. Now, stationing direct, what does that mean? Imagine you're in your car and you've been going reverse in whatever way you're reversing into. Maybe it's a parking spot, you're reversing out of your driveway. You reverse out and you put on the brakes. You put on the brakes and you move the car into drive. That is what today is. Today is the day where Jupiter is putting on the brakes after reversing, and it's moving into drive, which means since October, we have been given the opportunity to look back on a lot of information and to review it. Gemini energy is all about sharing, socializing, ideas, data. It involves our neighborhood. It involves siblings. It involves the ways that we talk, speak, communicate. It involves our mental processes. It's a very cerebral energy. Since October, you might have felt that you've had a ton of ideas coming up to look at, or you've had a lot of social activities, or the activities that you had on your calendar kept changing, or things kept being moved around. You could have had a lot of things going on in your neighborhood or with your siblings. Are you learning something? Are you in school? All of these are components of Gemini energy. And what we're looking at today is as we move from being in reverse, putting on the brakes, and going into drive, going into forward motion, the speed is going to pick up around what we've been looking at, what we've been considering, what we've been sharing, and it's going to move forward. Anytime a planet moves from being retrograde into direct motion, the energy of that planet goes forward. And so we might not have realized that some projects or ideas were in reverse, and now we're going to see them energetically switch gears and move forward. So today, when a planet switches gears, there's that pause. You know what I mean? When you put the brake on, you have to pause. You can't just put on the brake and the gas at the same time because you'll stall out. So right now, we're putting on the brake right before we accelerate on the gas pedal and things start to take off. So right now, we're kind of in this switching gears position and things are going to start moving forward. And I think it's going to happen quite quickly because Gemini is ruled by Mercury and Mercury is the fastest planet. Jupiter is about expansion, is about making something bigger, is about taking it from this molehill size to a mountain. So Jupiter expands whatever it touches. This means that communications, sharing, getting out into the world is all going to happen bigger, faster, broader, more expansive than it has in the past 4 months. Now, one of the side effects of this energy is that we can overindulge, we can exaggerate, we can be overwhelmed, we can be unable to deal with all the information and go off into a Pollyanna attitude of it's all going to be okay, it's all going to be just fine, and then nothing happens at all. So what we need right now is to balance, okay? You want to take those ideas that you're really drawn to, or the changes and projects that you've been looking at, whatever has been happening for you, you want to take that information and balance it, not go overboard, but not just leave it and let it be. You want to make sure and put it into action and be tempered with it, if that makes sense. You know, to allow it to happen in a way where you're not going to burn out too quickly. So what I like to do right now is go through all 12 houses of the zodiac and look at what it means if Jupiter in Gemini is it, or to look at what it means for Jupiter in Gemini in each house. Now, what you're looking for is 6 degrees of Gemini, okay? Gemini looks like the pillars. It's the sign of the twins. You want to look for that symbol on the perimeter of your astrology chart. And we're going to look at where 6 degrees is, because that's where the reverse break action is happening, and then it's all going to go forward from there. Let me take a quick sip of tea as you find 6 degrees of Gemini in your astrology chart. We're going to start with the first house or the ascendant. And if you're looking at your astrology chart, it's on the left side of your chart. Jupiter in Gemini in the first house or on the ascendant is about expanding how you communicate about yourself. It's about sharing. It's about, you might feel a new sense of self-identity that feels very buoyant and happy, and you want to talk about it with people. You want to get out into the world and share it. There is a new revival in your self-identity. And you may feel motivated to really expand who you are, your style, your physical appearance, your new interests. You also want to be aware of expanding your waistline, because Jupiter going across your ascendant can mean a weight gain. It can mean expanding your physical appearance. If Jupiter is in your second house, this is where we have our personal values, our finances, our possessions, our self-worth, where we feel good about ourselves. It's what we claim as part of our experience. And with Jupiter here, it could be time for an expansion in your ideas and what you share with people, and there could be financial rewards with that. Jupiter in your third house reiterates the concept of communication, of daily routines, of your mental energy. It's like a double whammy of energy here, because there's a need to really communicate and talk and share and look at your thought processes. You may even feel inclined to take a new class or to study or follow a new topic. Write. Writing is very much supported. Even if it's just writing a journal or a blog, you might need to express yourself through these communication channels. Jupiter in Gemini in the fourth house looks at how you create your feeling of home, where you are, how you feel safe in the world. It's also about your feelings, real estate, nurturing, how you nurture yourself, how you receive nurturing from others. It may be a time when you're motivated to look at your family history and to share it, to look at how you express your feelings, if you're communicating honestly. This can also signify a relationship with the mother and how you communicate with her or how you have absorbed her communication style. There could be a need to devote energy to your home, and maybe you want to get to know your neighbors better, or you want to change something in your house so that it's more comforting for you. So again, the fourth house is where we go to find safety and to feel at home. The fifth house is about creation and pleasure and how you express yourself in the world. It involves love, pleasure, children, risk-taking. It can also involve having too much pride. There can be a sense of arrogance with the fifth house. There can be the need to have something your way and only your way without thinking or considering about other people. So Jupiter in Gemini really supports your creative expression and how you want to share that with people, how you want to offer that, and how you might receive attention for it. This is something you want to do proudly. Then we move into the sixth house. The sixth house is about our work life, about service, responsibilities, our physical health. Jupiter in Gemini in the sixth house could be about a lot of energy that needs to be expended in your daily life. Maybe there's a change in your routine, or you feel inspired to really get serious about your diet and your health. This is also the house that includes our pets and your natural skills and abilities to share in the workplace. So there could be a lot more work happening. You could find yourself very busy in your daily life. The sixth house is about being of service. So there could be a part of you that also wants to be doing something that benefits others and sharing that and communicating that. Jupiter in Gemini, no matter where it is in your chart, is always going to be about how you want to share and communicate with others. So we take the component of each house and we connect it to the idea that this is something you want to share. Now, as we move into the seventh house, this is where a change occurs. And in all the rest of these houses, it's about our interactions with other people. So in the seventh house, we look at relationships, partnerships, cooperation. You could feel an increase in your need to work with other people. You might want to have more partnerships in your daily life. You might want to reach out to other people and form business relationships. This is where you look at negotiations and contracts. This also could be felt through your partner. Oftentimes, it's a close partner, whether that is a romantic partnership or a business partnership. It's someone in your life whom you are doing a give and take with. And you could have an increase in those communications. You could have more ideas going back and forth at this time, and then the two of you will figure out together what you want to do about those ideas. Then we move into the eighth house, and the eighth house is about our shared resources with others. And so this house is a little deeper. This is really about emotional depth. It includes transformation, mystery, psychology, the support we get from others, others' opinions. There is a need here in this house to be sharing with other people. It's joint resources. So if Jupiter is in Gemini, you might, in this house, you might have an increase in opportunities to share others' resources. They could reach out to you, invite you into their network, into their resources, and you could have a lot of rewards from that. You could be opened up to new ways to expand yourself, to expand your business. You might receive more benefits through other people. Then we move up into the ninth house. And Jupiter in Gemini in the ninth house has a lot of movement and change associated with it. This is where you're looking for some kind of daily adventure. This is where you want to do something that supports your belief systems, that gives you greater sense of understanding about the world. This is associated with higher education, internationalism, philosophy, publishing. Jupiter in Gemini going through your ninth house will support all of these endeavors, but you could feel overwhelmed by all the options as well. So just keep in mind that, you know, things are going to change and fluctuate, but hold on to that one idea that really inspires you, that you really believe in. Then we move into the 10th house. Jupiter in Gemini in the 10th house will support your career and professional communications. You could receive some unexpected good news. You could receive an expansion in your role, in your career opportunities. There could be recognition happening. It could feel that your publications are giving you new levels of recognition, or the way you are communicating is advancing your career and helping you connect with more people in authority. So this is really about the ways that you can expand your professional role and benefit from it in some way through communication. Then we go into the 11th house, and this is where we shift into social relationships, friendships, group activities. There could be an increase in memberships, in networks, associations, activism, humanity. This is a cerebral house where you might find that as you share your ideas, you open up and find others who connect with those same ideas and who want to connect with you. Jupiter moving through the 11th house expands friendships, expands the good you want to do in the world. You might feel that you really want to give back, that you want to be a part of a charity or an organization. And as you are involved with those activities, you expand your sense of self and you understand more about what you are here to do and how you can offer your own services to the world. And then we move into the final house, the 12th house. And this house strongly supports the expansion of spirituality, meditation, alone time. Anytime Jupiter moves through our 12th house, we are completing a cycle in our growth. We are getting ready to advance to a new level of self-awareness and self-understanding. And we are given the opportunity to be by ourselves and really connect with our own higher self. You might feel the need to be alone. But because it's in Gemini, you might also have a lot of communications happening with your higher self, with your spiritual team. There's a review process that is in place here, and there's a strong level of trust that's required. You might get sparks of ideas and sparks of inspiration. Trust those. Jupiter in Gemini is about connecting with the higher version of yourself. And you might, again, feel the need to be by yourself, to keep things private, to be creative. There's lots of ways this can transpire, but the idea is that your spiritual growth is supported here, and it's going to set you up for this next cycle that you're beginning as Jupiter moves across your ascendant and starts a new cycle in your first house. Okay? So there has been a lot of information in this show, and I hope that it's been valuable and insightful for you. Again, you can go back and listen to all this information again. I hope that that meditation helps you understand how to work with energy in your life so that you can activate heart energy at any time. And I want to remind you that right now you can get some really awesome goodies when you purchase The Thought That Changed My Life Forever on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. So check that out, The Thought That Changed My Life Forever. And then when you've made your purchase, go to thethoughtpublications.com and you can get all of your free goodies. So I hope that adds a little fun to your day. I hope that is uplifting. Thank you so much for being here. I'll be back next week with a special guest, Jared Domenico, who will have a special offer for all of my listeners. And we're going to have another fun show. So have a great week ahead, my friend, and I'll talk with you soon. Namaste.
This is my moment. I waited all my life. I could tell it's time. Drifting away, I'm one with the sunset. I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. 'Cause in this moment I just feel so alive. 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 I wish that I could have this moment alive.